Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to let you know that this program is a parental guidance suggested program because we're talking about abortion. We're talking about what's been happening now since 1973. I mean, an entire generation where 50 plus million children, babies have been murdered. And we're seeing across the country new laws being enacted. But up until this point, the Center for Medical Progress actually did these expose undercover videos, if you will. It was hard for people to kind of connect the dots. You know, is it really happening? Is there an organization that literally would sell body parts? And almost if you didn't see it with your own eyes.
You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, and it's hard to stomach that when you're looking at people poking at arms, babies' legs in a petri dish. And, you know, it's dishonorable. It's
horrible.
Horrible. And imagine the heart of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and God's going to deal with innocent bloodshed. I mean, he's really going to, it's judgment. And we want to repent as a nation. We repent as a church. We just want to cry out to God for mercy and really just go after this thing. Because we really believe that abortion could be ended in this generation. Why not? Why not go for it?
Why not our generation? Why not now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, right now, Steve, there is a new bill that's being introduced in Pennsylvania. Because right now, 1,500 babies are being aborted every year in Pennsylvania up until the 23rd week. I mean, you're looking at 5.5 months. My understanding is that full-term pregnancy is about 40 weeks. So more than half of the way there, they're still performing these abortions. And the thing about these abortions at 5.5 months is that, I mean, they're literally pulling apart
piece by piece
limbs.
It's horrific.
Well, we have testimony from a former abortionist, Dr. Anthony Levitino. He had committed over 1,200 abortions and one day was convicted, saying, I cannot do this anymore. And he describes in detail through animation of what this procedure is all about. Again, this is parental guidance suggested. Watch this.
My name is Dr. Anthony Levitino. I'm a practicing obstetrician-gynecologist, and I've performed over 1,200 abortions. Today I'm going to describe a second trimester surgical abortion called dilatation and evacuation, or D&E. A D&E is performed between 13 and 24 weeks of pregnancy. After administering anesthesia, the abortionist uses a weighted speculum, like this one, that opens the vagina widely. Because second trimester babies are so large, this greater access facilitates a late-term abortion. Late-term abortion requires that the cervix be prepared 24 to 48 hours in advance with laminaria. Laminaria is a type of sterilized seaweed that absorbs water over 8 to 12 hours and swells to several times its original diameter. Once removed, metal dilators can be used to further open the cervix as needed. Once the cervix has been stretched open, the suction tube is placed inside. A baby at 20 weeks gestation is as big as the length of my hand, from head to rump, not counting the legs. The suction machine is turned on, and pale yellow amniotic fluid surrounding the baby is suctioned out through the catheters. But babies this big, they don't fit through catheters this size. The baby's bones and skull are too strong to be torn apart by suction alone. This is a sofa clamp. A sofa clamp is made of stainless steel. It's about 13 inches long. The business end is about 2.5 inches long and 1/2 inch wide, and there are rows of sharp teeth. This is a grasping instrument. When it gets a hold of something, it does not let go. The abortionist uses this clamp to grasp an arm or leg. Once he has a firm grip, the abortionist pulls hard in order to tear the limb from the baby's body. One by one, the rest of the limbs are removed, along with the intestines, the spine, and the heart and lungs. Usually the most difficult part of the procedure is extracting the baby's head, which is about the size of a large plum at 20 weeks. The head is grasped and crushed. The abortionist knows he has crushed the skull when a white substance comes out of the cervix. This was the baby's brains. The abortionist then removes skull pieces. He removes the placenta and any leftover parts of the baby with a curette, scraping the lining of the uterus for any remaining tissue. The abortionist then collects the baby parts and reassembles them to make sure that there are two arms, two legs, and all the pieces. Once all the parts have been accounted for, the abortion is complete. For the woman, this procedure carries a significant risk of major complications, including perforation or laceration of the uterus or cervix, with possible damage to the bowel, bladder, and other maternal organs. Infection and hemorrhage can also occur, which can even lead to death. Future pregnancies are also at greater risk for loss or premature delivery due to abortion-related trauma and injury to the cervix. As I mentioned at the beginning, I'm Dr. Anthony Levitino, and in the early part of my career as an OBGYN, I performed over 1,200 abortions. One day, after completing one of those abortions, I looked at the remains of a preborn child whose life I had ended, and all I could see was someone's son or daughter. I came to realize that killing a baby at any stage of pregnancy for any reason is wrong. I want you to know today, no matter where you're at or what you've done, you can change. Make a decision today to protect the preborn. Thank you for your time.
That's horrific. I mean, that really is horrific. And I thank God for that this doctor, you know, had this conviction.
Doesn't do it anymore.
And he does not commit any more abortions. And now he's on the other side. You know, thank the Lord for that, which shouldn't give us all hope that just because someone is an abortionist now doesn't mean that God can't get a hold of them. And I look at that and say, you know, where have we progressed as a nation? Did we actually progress, or are we on the decline that we could consider that as something that we could entertain? And this is so important because right now, as the Supreme Court enters into the final, final term here, they're going to decide whether they're going to hear in this case regarding an abortion law that just went into effect or has been into effect in Texas that basically stipulates that an abortionist has to have accepting privileges at other hospitals whenever they perform an abortion in the event that something went wrong. It's called admitting privileges, so that they could take care of the mother at the hospital. Well, don't know the full details of it, but it seems to be a complicated procedure. So that now that it went down from 42 clinics, abortion clinics in Texas, down to 19, and some saying they can go down to as low as 10.
Yeah.
Literally thousands of babies have been saved as a result of this law. And because the court right now is split, you know, 4-4 because Antonin Scalia is passing, if they take this case and it's a tie, then the law still remains. Mm-hmm. And so we want to just bring this to you so that you can continue to be informed, but that so also, too, that you can pray in accordance with God's will that, dear God, end abortion and send revival, send the third great awakening.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.